I remember when I was younger, I went on a date with this girl and she was like, she was really kind of hood, but she looked, I'm not kidding you, she looked like a mini Halle Berry, right? And conversations with her would be like painful. And I went on 2 dates with her and it was just really bad. And then after the second date, I'm like, why did I go on the second date? You know? And I mean, the answer is obvious because, you know, she looked like she did. But when I look back on the conversation, I was like, you know what? I think she knows when I look back on her, like, I'm like, I think she knows that her conversation was intolerable. Mm-hmm. I think to a certain degree, she was like, I know this ancient nigga is fucking with me just because he likes how I look. And she, like, I think she got sick of not being taken seriously. She's like she, I think on some level wanted, you know, to punish dudes with just the most inane conversation. You know, for like I think if I was like, you know, this is like stupid, and I left, and I, you know, forced her to like have a actual like a normal conversation, there would have been a certain amount of like respect. But I think like, on some level, like, you know that your conversation is just innate. You know right. what I'm saying? And that people are just tolerating you because they just want hook up or hit it or whatever. And after a while, you start almost wanting to punish them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Like, make them come over your house and sit through basketball wives with you and stuff. You know, dudes be like... going to the chick's house and like sitting through a basketball wise marathon, hoping that they'll hit it and stuff.
They're like, just hold me, but you ain't getting, you ain't finna clap no cheeks. You finna just hold her and watch Housewives of Atlanta or some shit.
And I'm convinced on some level, like, you know, if it's a real ass dude, they're not gonna do that with that dude. But they know, like, you know, I know this fucking bitch ass dude is just dealing with my intolerable ass.
And they know.
Thinks I'm hot. Yeah. I'm going to punish him for you know, like, and I don't think that they're faking that they're intolerable. I think that really is, for a lot of them, the best conversation they can do, like when they're like that tummy tea detox type. But they kind of want somebody to put them onto some game and force them to upgrade themselves. Like, you know what I mean? And they, when they realize that you're not going to do it, they don't want to punish you. That might be a sexist theory. I don't know.
Uh-oh. You're going to get some hate mail after this.
I think, probably. I shouldn't even have said that. But I think that tummy tea type of vapid type of IG models, because it always existed before there was tummy tea or IG. It was always that type of, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, it's anyway, I know exactly.
How did we get on that anyway?
You know how this show goes, man. Are you kidding me?
Why do I even ask anymore? What do I even ask?
You know how this show goes, man.
No, because I got a feeling if I could tie it back, it was actually a very good point. But you know what? I'll re-listen to the show and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's where that was going. Oh,
right, exactly. Man, I was going to tell you about this this little shit that was, just to change topics, man. I had this little thing, man. It was been getting on my damn nerves. All right. You're aware of all these subscription services that you can get now, where it's not just like Netflix or anything. Everything's like, you can do coffee, or you can do clothes, or meal prep kits, all kinds of stuff, right? These little subscription services like Scentbird and shit like that. I'm a fan of a lot of these different types of services, except for Scentbird. Scentbird is shit, but I like a lot of these different things. Like, I have one where I get like different shaving products and things like that. And like, one of the things that some of these services do, though, man, that just gets on my fucking nerves, is they'll send you a confirmation email with a tracking number. And then you go and I'm one of the people that, like, when I get the tracking number, I'm always looking to see how far the package is from being delivered or whatever. I'm always like a kid on Christmas Eve when it comes to that. And like, I've noticed that like a lot of these subscription based services, man, they'll send you that information, and then, but the package hasn't been shipped yet. So you're sitting there and you're expecting for this package to be delivered, and it's still sitting at the warehouse or wherever it's sitting, but they'll send you the tracking number, but they haven't, the shipper hasn't picked up the package yet. And it's just like, I can't stand it anymore, man. Like, I don't know why they do this. I know some of these places.
Wait. When you say they haven't shipped the package yet, you mean the actual person who is shipping it?
Right. So they'll create, what they do is, I guess they print out a shipping label and then they put it on the package, and then, you know, FedEx or whoever is supposed to come and pick it up and then deliver, you know, start the process of getting it delivered to you. But what these companies do now, man, is they'll print out the shipping label, put it on the package, and then, but days before FedEx is supposed to come and pick it up. I have no idea why. I don't know why they do
this.
It
may not even be that, because I'm going to cop to it. I've been guilty of that. Uh-oh. When I was doing the Killmonger shirts and stuff. Uh-huh. What would happen is...
Okay, so you might have some insight about this then. Look.
I used to think that, you know, people were calling FedEx and they were going to pick it up. But sometimes what it comes down to, right, is when I was doing the shirts, right, you know, like you're working during the day, you're podcasting at night. And it's like, I'm not going to find time every day to go and send a shirt and walk to the post office. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And I didn't want to just drop in the mailbox. So what I would do is I would let like a couple of days go by, get like, you know, 5 to 10 shirts. Sometimes I'd go with like 20 shirts in like a giant tote bag and bring it over to the post office and stuff. But what I started realizing was what I put on the thing was take 7 to 10 days to ship. I'm like, okay, that'll give me time.
Right. And that's what some of these places do.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not lying to the people, because within that 7 to 10 days, ship the thing out. Usually the only times I didn't do that was when for some reason Etsy didn't notify me and it was an order. So the order was like sitting there. Mm-hmm. But if Etsy notified me, I'd send out 7 to 10 days. But what I didn't realize was when I paid for and printed for the label, it was sending the people messages. And then what I realized was, because what I would do is as a sender, I would track the label myself. I mean, right. I would track it myself because I wanted to make sure everything got to everybody. So then when I'm sending the package and I saw the thing, it would say label created and it'd be like a week ago. And it says picked up by the post office a week later. And I'm like, oh man, if I was that customer, I'd be annoyed as shit. Like,
and see, that's, and you know what? And that's exactly what is happening with this service I'm getting ready to cancel now. You know, I've been waiting for this. They notified me like 5 days ago that they gave me a tracking number like 4 or 5 days ago. So I'm going and I'm checking it and it's still sitting in their factory in Utah. I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on, man?
They might have someone that's setting to do runs, right? Because mm-hmm. it's just picked up, but that's not really what happens a lot of the time, you know? Or sometimes, like, you know, they give it to like a poster, the postman to catch him when he comes. Like, sometimes I would do that.
And that's what...
If I saw, yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of these places, they probably either working out of home or they have like a small, tiny little warehouse or distribution point. And then, like, because I know where I work at, we print out labels for stuff that's getting shipped out and we'll just put all the labels on the boxes. And then FedEx, you know, they have a time they come by the warehouse and pick the stuff up and then they go. You know what I mean?
So Yeah. For me, I was sending it by United States Postal Service. So they weren't sending anybody except for, it was just a regular postman. If I caught him, sometimes I'd give it to him. But what happened with me was when I gave it to the post office guy, like the actual like walking around post guy, mm-hmm. it would take an extra couple of days. And that's like worrying, like, yeah, damn, this dude steal it? Like, you know, how am I going to prove it? Like, you know, like, right. And then after a couple of days, it would show up in the system. So then after that, I was like, oh, fuck that. I'm just going to go to the post office and drop it off directly. Mm. But then that made it take even longer. So what I started doing is I didn't even print the label anymore until I was right about to go.
Right.
Yeah. So I would let like, you know, 5 of them like accumulate or 6 of them accumulate. Then I would just print them all. Boom, 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 boom.
See that. And that's, you know what? Thank you for telling me that, because you just gave me a little bit of inside baseball as to why it is that this fucking order is just sitting here and I'm looking at the tracking and it's just sitting in Utah. And I'm like, what the I'm really tempted to cancel this service, man, but I'm going to give them a little bit of extra time since you just explained that. So that's probably what it is. I know a lot of these companies are probably really small operations, probably less than a dozen people working there, if that. So, you know, I'll give them a break. Fuck it.
I mean,
I'm not. But it's too many of them that are. It's so many of them that are like that, man. It's like you want to try to give them a shot because, you know, some of it is, at least for me, you know, with the coffee.
I feel like they shouldn't even put that on there. They shouldn't put when the label is printed. Just
right.
Once it gets in the system, then notify the people. Right? And
yeah.
Just, yeah, yeah. Because that used to annoy me too. And then I became that guy without realizing it.
Yeah, I'm a package watcher, man. Me too. Pause. But I'm, yeah, I'd like, when I, But I just realized, like, okay, that don't sound right. But now, as soon as they send me that damn tracking number, man, I'm expecting that my shit is on the move, you know?